From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama is expected to unveil his plans for Afghanistan early next week, including the number of additional American troops that will be sent there. Last night, the president held one of his final meetings with his national security team to discuss the war-torn country. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Sources say the tentative plan is for the president to go out next Tuesday night and to talk about the way ahead in Afghanistan, where a resurgent Taliban is threatening the American-led military campaign, now entering its ninth year. The president's announcement will be followed shortly thereafter by testimony on Capitol Hill, with appearances by Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Also expected to testify is the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. At issue is how many more American troops to send. General McChrystal is pressing for an additional 40,000 troops to battle the Taliban and train Afghan forces. Many Democrats are wary of adding troops to a force that already stands at 68,000, but the president is expected to approve a sizable increase. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
In the Philippines, police say more bodies have been recovered following a brutal attack in the south of the country. The death toll from that attack now stands at 46, and the government has declared a state of emergency in the area. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Politics in the Philippines is an often violent business, but this attack was among the worst in recent memory. Some of the victims shot to death, others beheaded, by gunmen who stopped their convoy in the southern province of Maguindanao. The bodies recovered today included those of the wife and two sisters of a man who'd been planning to run for provincial governor in next year's election. The three women were on their way to file his nomination papers when they were ambushed by the gunmen believed to be working for the candidate's political rivals. Police say several more people abducted in yesterday's attack are still missing. There have been no claims of responsibility. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has told the Council on Foreign Relations that the world must press Pakistan to turn away from supporting terrorists who continue to target India. The Indian leader said that Pakistan must bring justice to those Pakistanis who planned the Mumbai terror attack. That attack last November left 166 people dead. Singh called for a return to Indian-Pakistan talks meant to settle disputes in Kashmir, the Himalayan region divided between the neighbors. Singh is in Washington, where he is to be honored today with the first state visit of President Obama's presidency. Oil prices fell to near $77 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down 11 cents to $77.45 a barrel. Meanwhile, stock prices were down in Asia. Japan's Nikkei average was down by 96 points, or 1%. This is NPR News. One of the largest recalls of baby cribs in North America is underway after the deaths of four babies. Stork Craft Manufacturing of British Columbia is recalling more than 2 million drop-down baby cribs. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The voluntary recall is for 1.2 million cribs in the U.S. and just under a million in Canada. It was announced yesterday by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. The agency says the company and consumer safety officials in both countries have received reports of more than 100 incidents related to the drop-down detachment. Three infants in Canada became trapped and 12 in the U.S. Four of those in the U.S. resulted in deaths. The recall covers cribs built between 1993 and 2009. Parents and caregivers are urged to immediately stop using the recalled cribs. They should also contact the company to receive a free repair kit, which will convert the drop side into a fixed side. The cribs were sold at major retailers, including BJ's Wholesale Club, Sears, and Walmart, and online through Target and Costco. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says it is up to his nation's judicial system to determine whether three American hikers detained in his country will be punished or released. The Iranian leader says the hikers entered Iran illegally and that a judge will decide their fate. He said he hopes that the punishment is not severe. The Americans were detained by Iranian authorities after having crossed an unmarked border into Iran while hiking in northern Iraq in July. The U.S. says that the three were innocent tourists on an adventure hike and that they accidentally crossed over into Iran. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.